You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, don't get Rico starting to talk about the toothpaste. You know where that leads. How the hell is everybody? Rico, I got to tell you, the weather is elite. The coffee is elite. Some days it just tastes better. Mm. And Rico, the television last night was elite. And we're not talking Bowling Green and CMU, although that backdoor cover was criminal. I'm going to ask a question now. This is probably a bad idea. But you want to roll with me on this?
We're not talking action?
I mean, I can.
No, it's not.
Ridiculous. They blew the cover late. The point, I want to ask a question to people. So don't get all bent out of shape, because I didn't even have a dog in the fight. I just pulled up my lawn chair and wanted to watch the world burn from a good, safe distance. I felt like last night with the election was like the greatest football game you've ever seen. Like, for once, I felt like Kenny. So Kenny's a Georgia fan. And you're watching. I mean, I was going through four different networks. I was trying to get every perspective and just chaos. The point is, you go in and I felt like one side felt like they were favored by 21.5. And then real quick, there was like a Carson Beck pick six. And you're like, all right, shake it off. No big deal. And then it was like, oh, hell, down 13-7 at half. Like, what? This isn't going well. Then they come out of halftime and their best player blows their knee out in the third quarter. And then it was full panic. And I'm going, like, Rico, I'm going four different channels. And I hadn't seen 2:30 in the morning in ages. But I stayed up and watched everything.
Wait, you stayed up to 2:30?
I did. I was fascinated. Rico, and you know me. It's like, I will take a polygraph if you ask me to do this. I'm serious. I'm not mad that Trump's in. I'm not happy. I legitimately DGAF. None of this matters to me. They're both just going to pill for my bank account. So here's my point. Rico, I was fascinated. Both at, like, because when you put up a magic wall with numbers and data, I'm in. I'm stuck now. And I mean, oh, let's go to Cook County. And then they're like, hey, here's what happened in 16 and then 20. And then we're going to do a stat overlay. And then I'm pulling up like Pro Football Focus, trying to get like Laguna Beach analytics. I couldn't stop. And then, of course, it was like, the you know, most of the media is on the left anyway. So, like, they're starting to melt down. And you're racist. No, you're racist. I'm like, oh, my God, I couldn't. I was transfixed on the election. Well, and I didn't even have a team. It was like watching Georgia and Bama. I don't like either of those teams, but it was gripping.
See, it was funny because old man Valenti, like, guys, you don't know, but calling Mike after 9:30 is iffy. At that point,
hold on. Give me 10 o'clock. Hold on a minute.
At 9:30, you can tell that Mike, you know, right, thank you, David. Mike's got his nightcap on. He's got his candle getting ready to walk upstairs.
MF, I'm not Bert and Ernie, and I resent this. And MF does not stand for my friend. You must be kidding me.
Mike, seriously, at anything, unless I know, like,
oh, you sons of bitches.
It's It's like the one time we had that parlay bet, and I was up late watching that West ASU game, and you were up, and I'm like, wow, okay, this must be big because Mike's up. So to hear you say 230, but no,
yeah,
I was with you. See, I saw it differently. I saw it as a game that had a bunch of bridge crossings, that it was this side was favored by 3.5. Now this side, it swung back over to 2.5 this side. By the end of the night, it was a pick'em game going into the game. So you really didn't know. Both sides thought they had the game plan. I didn't flip from four different channels. I went to the master himself, John King. John King is a surgeon. With the wall.
Well, the good part is now every network, like even Jefferson Pilot, has a magic wall.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's really a whiteboard with crayons, but every network has a wall.
Oh, no. But see, the thing I like about John King takes you to your neighborhood. And if you look closely, there's your house. Okay.
Hey, there's Rico's fake high school. They didn't vote.
Okay. There you go. So, what I saw, it was like, okay, the game is going. You're holding on, and then all of a sudden, whoa, was that a turnover? There was a fumble, and then it went from being an anticipated game to it ended up being just a steamrolling at the end where, see, I cashed out like, yeah, I already see how this is about to happen. I think I around 11, 1130, I was just like, yep, I'm good.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, you know what it is, too, is like for something I don't participate in, I legitimately find it fascinating. I find it fascinating on like the data, you know, of okay, well, why did this change 4 years ago and why did these people vote like this? But then I'm also fascinated how people turn it into like this team sport thing. Mm-hmm. So like for me, it's easy because I'm not invested in it and I'm not upset by any of it. Like it legitimately doesn't matter. I mean, do I have thoughts and do I have reasons I think it went the way it went and stuff like that? Sure I do, but nobody cares. And like, there's no point in talking politics. I don't care.
No.
It was a question for our listener base, Rico, of just, were you all in like me? Like, did you find yourself like, wait, what time is it? And why am I still doing this? But it was every 3 or 4 minutes I was switching to a different network.
Oh no.
Cause I love all the different perspectives and then like, seeing people like break down and melt down, other people are popping bottles. I mean, it was, and you're right, the magic wall doesn't get old. I've never learned more counties in Wisconsin than election night.
Okay, and see, and that's why I like John King, because John King doesn't care. John King is just there to just educate you. And the only thing that I really took away from it, just as a side note, and when John King is like, I've done 10 elections and it's death, taxes, and Wayne County never has their votes done on time. And I just slumped down and put my head down. I was like, yeah, that's us. Sorry, sir. We just can't get it right. For some reason, we just can't count votes until like 3 days later. I digress. But no, okay. I like him because it's not about the talking heads, and I don't want to hear about the different spin. He just does a deep dive and goes from count. Okay, look at this county. That looks like something, right? But if you look at that, they lost 10 votes right there. Those 10 votes can matter in something like this. And he
now listen.
Just,
if you going, zoom in a little more,
right.
And this is Mack Avenue.
Right.
This is the. I'm like, dude.
And what's great is we zoom in a little bit more. There's Mike. Wave to him, Mike. That's Mike.
Yeah, there's me giving you the middle finger. No, I can't help it. It's a once every 4 year event. And let me say this. I don't care who won, whether it was Trump or Harris. It does not matter to me. The point I'm making is I'm glad that whoever won, that it was a blowout.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Because what I did not want to endure was this national discourse over 4, 6, 8, 10 weeks of recounts and diddly-doos, and I'm going, at least, whether it was left or right, at least they won. It's done. The game's over. We didn't end it on a Lions-Atlanta 10-second runoff controversy call. Don't need that.
Right. Yeah. I did not need 2 months of stop the steal. I didn't need Arizona to do a recount for an eighth time. I didn't need any of that. Yeah.
Well, you're on the board down in Maricopa, aren't you?
Well, I've moved up here to Wayne County. We're trying to get things right.
City Commissioner Beard. No, David, I mean, I talked to you briefly earlier. You were like me. I mean, I'm exhausted today, and it wasn't even sports related. It wasn't even like a Tigers West Coast, you know, first pitch. I was just legitimately fascinated at dialogue both ways, the magical maps, the people melting down. I'm sorry. Were you like me?
See, here's the thing. I was my own John King. I had four screens going on.
Oh, dear God.
TV, computer, iPad, phone. I was going from thing. Oh, let me mute this. Let me hear this. Let me mute this. Let me hear this. I want to hear them. I was all over the place. Four different channels. But you guys are right. It was like a game because at some point, I told myself at 12:30, I said, I got to go to sleep. I got to get up early, take my sons to school. And then something happened, and I'm up for another hour. And I'm up till 2:30, and I'm like, no. Can't believe this.
David,
it was great.
I'm fascinated.
Well, and I did want to hear him talk. Like, once Trump won, I'm like, all right, well, let me see what he's got to say. Like, I couldn't. It was like waiting outside in a line at a bar in your 20s. You're like, well, I've waited this long. I may as well see it through.
Right.
Got to make sure we get those $2 you call it.
I just figured Trump came in like Brian Branch, just like, yep, I got it. I'm back.
The whole night. And look, what David's saying is true. It is just when I would see someone sound like that drop you just played, like literally their head was exploding, melting down. Yeah, there were a couple of hosts last night who sounded that way. And I'm like, well, I'm in for another 15 minutes. I can't stop. This is amazing. But no, I don't care. Hey, man, if your guy won last night, God bless. That's great for you. If your candidate didn't win, I don't know what to tell you. What are you going to do? Move to Canada? Grow up. The point is, were you locked in on this last night? And I am totally fine if people go, not in this lifetime or the next. Completely ignored it. I know for me it's easier because it's much like religion. I mean, not only am I agnostic, I'm an atheist. I just don't believe in our political system. It's silliness. Oh, dude, let me tell you, Rico, off air, I'll give you a few quotes where the person I was listening to sounded that way. But I'm not going to do that on the air because I don't want to upset or incite. Or people are very fragile. I don't want people to have to go to the panic room or the trigger room.
Oh, no.
Have a brownie and a Lego set.
No. They're
woke up. I also heard some people sound like that last night.
Woke up to a lot of text messages. Like, just it took like 15 minutes to catch up on a thread. Like, okay.
As people I get none of that. All my friends know I don't care, so it's great.
Well, no.
Like, I don't. Oh, Rico, you poor thing. A group text involving the election?
Well, we have a group text just talking about everything. So they stayed up and they were just kind of giving the blow by blow. Like I said, I cashed out because, once again, John King, I know more about the U.S. map and different counties and this and that. And the
Buck
demographic
County
breakdown.
In Milwaukee. I was like, Buck County? I got
to
visit.
No. But see, now we need to go to Erie, Pennsylvania. Because right here, this is going to settle it all right here. Let's zoom into the map. It's just like, he's like the professor in college I never had that I always wanted. I would never miss that man's class. Because
I was bouncing between him and then Fox had a dude and their map looked different and they were doing different things. And then, you know, goofball Kornacki, who they also have on horse racing now,
right.
Which don't even get me started why he's there. But his sleeves are rolled up to his armpits and he's like zibbity boo and bobbity boo. And I'm like, it was great. I mean, I was riveted because, I mean, it is once every 4 years. But look, you can take a text in. If you're bent out of shape at that, I can't help you. You need to look at the mirror. That's a YP, not an MP. But I was riveted. I stayed up till 2:30 in the morning. And guess what? The sun came up, and I went and got a haircut this morning, and I'm at work. Life moves on. But if you're taking it hard, I don't know what to tell you. David, we'll get to the ticket text. Is Kenny here? Kenny, are you okay?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kenny. Question. Were you comfortable with the Georgia comparison I made?
No, I was not. You said a Carson Beck pick six. It really hurt my feelings.
All right, but
now
you get my point.
Is you going with that? Okay.
No, but you know what I'm saying is like you went into the game last night. It felt like one side was like, oh, man, we're favored by 24 and a half. And then, Vanderbilt's not going away.
Have you ever switched over to a game like maybe a quarter of the way through it and you're like, this first quarter did not go the way I expected it to? Yes. I was a little busy last night, so I got home about a quarter of the way through the coverage and I was like, oh, this is not what I expected to be happening.
Wait, right now. Oh, you were busy last night. What did you have? An event?
Dude, run some errands, Mike.
Okay. Hey, I just didn't know if you were competing with your neighbors upstairs.
No. Roberts.
All right. 248-539. Okay, that'll be sufficient. 248-539-9797. We have heard from Scott Harris. We are going to give you that. I've got a Lions topic to get to. And yes, college football a couple different ways. Playoff brackets are out. Rico has from best game, best matchup to worst on the hypothetical magic wall. We're going to turn Rico into Black John King. Oh. It's going to be exciting later. It's going to be great. Or Cornacki, Blacknacki, whatever you like, we're doing it. Because I really want to see from your perspective, the 12-team playoff is your dream. Well, now you're starting to see matchups. Which of these actually get you excited? So we'll do that. We got a lot of good stuff to do, but yeah, I wanted to do a segment or two of just, were you transfixed like I was last night, or did you just opt out altogether and hit the human portal and just go, you know what, weed gummy sleep, I'm out.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.